Boris Johnson has become the first world leader to announce that he has the coronavirus. The British Prime Minister made the announcement in a video on his Twitter account today.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say a temperature and a persistent cough.
Johnson is now self-isolating and working from home. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock also tested positive, and the UK's chief scientific advisor tweeted that he has symptoms of COVID-19 too. So where does this leave the British government at the height of the crisis? The World's Orla Barry joins us from London. So essentially, the three key figures in Britain's fight against coronavirus all appear to have it. Where does this leave things, Orla?
Yes, there's a real sense that they're all dropping like flies today, Marco. And it feels like this won't be the last that we're going to hear from government members testing positive either. Boris Johnson was in Parliament only a couple of days ago for Prime Minister's questions. And all of those politicians who surrounded him there are probably thinking now, should I self-isolate? At the moment, as you heard on his Twitter feed, he says he's still in charge. He was at pains to say that his symptoms are mild and that he can continue to run the country, albeit remotely and isolated in a flat above 11 Downing Street. Normally, he lives in 10 Downing Street with his partner, Carrie Symons. She is pregnant at the moment and I imagine is trying to stay as far away from all of this as possible.
What was the reaction in Britain today to this news?
Mixed, as you can imagine. So across the political spectrum, people were wishing him well, but certainly members of the public were a little bit more cynical and asking the question, how come Boris Johnson managed to get a test when he was displaying very mild symptoms, according to himself? And nurses and doctors at the front line of this are begging for tests at the moment and being told that there's not enough available.
From Johnson's short Twitter video, he seems kind of calm about his illness, playing it almost as if it's no big deal. Is that because he's trying to calm the public, or does he think the virus just isn't that serious of a medical threat in general?
This has always been his stance up until, I guess, really a week ago. It has always been that, you know, that we will sort of fight through this. Remember originally, Marco, 2 weeks ago or less, we spoke about the theory of the herd immunity, this idea that let enough of the public get the virus and we will develop a sort of an immunity against it. This seemed to be his thinking and his scientific advisors' thinking, but that changed. So perhaps that is part of the reason that he has remained calm. And also, I think he does like the idea that he will be seen, you know, that he's not weakened in any way by this.
Yeah, which is a bit of a change because, as you said, for a while, Britain was the outlier in Europe and seemed to be taking the most minimal of efforts to fight the virus. And I guess Boris Johnson is pretty relieved he imposed his lockdown earlier this week.
And some opposition politicians and scientists today are saying, well, maybe it now proves that he didn't impose it early enough, because while we went into lockdown last Monday, Parliament still sat this week. So politicians were still in relative close proximity to each other, much more so than, you know, any workplace, I guess. I should say, by the way, there's been plenty of royal watchers also asking the question, when did Boris Johnson last meet the Queen? He has a weekly meeting with the Queen where he informs her of government business. But the most recent meeting took place over the phone. So the last time they met was March 11th. Prince Charles was tested positive yesterday. So there's a lot of people asking that kind of question of, you know, who was he in contact with over the last couple of weeks?
The World's Orla Barry in London. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.